I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. Hello, Lori, and welcome back to the studio of Southern Charm Magic.
Welcome.
It has been a while, right?
It has been a while. It's been a crazy couple weeks.
Do you want to tell people where you went on vacation? I think our Instagram followers know, but tell people where you were.
I went to New York City for Thanksgiving, my very first time.
And you got to see some Disney stuff while you were there, right?
I did.
And what was it? What was the Disney stuff you saw? Because I know it, some of what you saw, but...
I saw the Disney store in Times Square, but I didn't get to go because it was closed, and then there was a huge line.
Oh.
And then I saw the new float, the cruise line float, in the Macy's Day Parade.
I love it. I love it.
It was really cool to see. Actually, the timing was perfect because I got there a little late, and I walked up, and it was... I first saw the Louisiana float with our lieutenant governor, and then a couple floats later was the Disney one.
Well, I think we call that Disney magic.
Yeah, that was Disney magic.
That's some Disney magic right there. And so today, Lori, we're talking about one of your absolute favorite topics.
What? Christmas.
Christmas at Disney.
Yes.
Christmas around the world. Mm. It is one of the best times to go in Christmas. Before we start talking about that, we have so much new news to cover.
So much.
We have so much news to cover. But Lori, I have to start off on and get the bad news out of the way.
I have
bad news, Lori.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, when we last spoke, we talked about all of our fans in Chicago.
Yes.
And it turns out after reviewing our data, we no longer have fans in Chicago.
Oh, they quit us?
They quit us.
Oh,
and,
no.
And it appears to be a total boycott from what I've seen.
Oh, they must have got mad at us.
I think they were. But good news, we have listeners in new cities now.
Yay.
From across the nation. And so it's awesome. So wherever you are listening from, you are welcome at Southern Charm Magic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're welcome here. So getting into the good news here, it's all good news, I think. But the biggest news stuff coming out this week was from the D23 Live Expo.
Yeah, they had a lot.
They had a lot. D23 is the Disney fan club. It's Disney 23 because the Walt Disney Company was founded in 1923. And so they call it the D23 fan club. And they had their expo in Disney World and announced a ton of stuff coming up. And my favorite announcement that they made, Lori, you know what it is.
And I think we helped with this.
I think we did. If you see our reel, we had it. We made it happen through our Instagram reel.
Yes.
It is Fantasmic is back. They're coming back in 2022 with an all new sequence. We don't know what it is yet. I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
They've announced what it is. But so Fantasmic's coming back. So Hollywood Studios will have a nighttime show in 2022.
Good.
And look at this, Lori. Parades are coming back.
I know. I was so glad when I saw the Christmas parade coming back for the Christmas party.
Right.
And now they're having it even, you know, they would have the Christmas party and then closer to Christmas, they would start doing that Christmas parade. Even if you didn't go to the Christmas party, they would do it in Magic Kingdom anyway, closer to that. And they're doing that again. So I knew when they announced that parades were coming back.
I love it. So it's going to be the Festival of Fantasy Parade. It's one that we've seen before in Magic Kingdom, and it is going to be great to see the parades roll again. Now, in Louisiana, we're not as big a fans of parades where you don't catch anything.
Right. That's why the Macy's Day Parade was a little bit of a letdown for
me. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
It was not like our parades.
Nothing can compare to our parades. If you can't catch something there, you know.
If people are not wild and loud at the other parades.
Well, that part I wouldn't mind so much. But still, I mean, it's just all the excitement is not all the excitement. But I'm glad the parades are back because pro tip, again, this is a vacation planning podcast. If you're not a fan of the parades, that is a great time.
To ride the rides.
It is a great time. The crowds are going to be, you know, on the parade route watching those go by. So you go and hit the rides up while you
can. And this is a great chance to see the characters now that the character meet and greets are not huge anymore because of COVID. So this is a great place to see all the characters. Lots of them will be in the parade.
Love it. That's a very good point, too. So get ready to take some selfies there.
Yes.
Also, a stage show is coming back to the Magic Kingdom. What's it called, Lori?
It's the Mickey's, the Magical Friendship Fair Stage.
That is right.
Mickey's magical.
Disney, we've talked about this before, I think, Lori. Disney loves to make names as long as physically possible. They love...
You're right.
They love a long name more than anything. So they have called this Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair. It is apparently different than Mickey's Magical Fair. I think it's a slight variation. On
right. So that they confused me. I can't ever remember all of the...
So it's a new show. But at, over at Epcot, over at Epcot, they have announced a new Connections Cafe will be going in World Celebration. And I'm excited about that. It's going to be their quick service restaurant. I'm excited about that because there's nowhere to eat over there right now, Lori. So if you're over
there's nowhere to eat in Epcot?
In that part of Epcot.
Well, you just walk a little bit, and there's tons.
Well, you can, well, you can, but...
You're right. There isn't much to eat, and I loved that. I loved
the umbrella. Electric Umbrella. Electric Umbrella. I loved it. Which was their quick service, which was famous. Had a total 80s vibe to it.
Yes.
And,
I'm hoping the food's going to be the same at the Connections Cafe.
It's not looking like it. It's going to be... Because it's in the World Celebration neighborhood, and I think they want to celebrate cuisine from all over the world.
But they have that in the back.
They do have that in the back, and so it's, we'll see. They haven't announced the menu that I've seen, but I'm excited they're going to have something, because I know I was there in that area several times on my last trip, and I was just, I love a good fountain drink, and I needed a fountain drink, and there was just, it was nowhere to be found. And
not
so,
at all.
So only in Future World, the only place to really go is the land.
Yeah, and I don't love the food over there in the land. It's in their quick service.
It's, yeah, and it can be really out of your way, because Epcot is just a construction mess right now. It really, that part of Epcot is a construction mess. But anyway.
The land and the Future World, they're kind of far apart anyway.
They are. With the construction walls.
Even when they're not construction. True. It's a huge walk.
That's true. So I'm gonna love having a quick service in that area of the world, so to speak. So that'll be good to have. Also at that issue, they announced Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which is the new ride coming to Epcot.
Oh, that's right.
Are y'all a Guardians of the Galaxy fan?
No, I am not. My kid, Rhett, is.
Okay, your son is.
Yes.
And it's very popular amongst, some people love it.
Yeah.
Some people just love it. And so they are going to, Glenn Close is going to be back. She was in the first movie. Glenn Close was obviously, is playing a second Disney character. She was previously, of course, the original live-action Cruella. Way before
which Emma Stone
was.
Which I loved.
That was a great show. I think she did a great job with it. I think she was a great Cruella. But she's going to be playing Nova Prime, I believe is her character. So, Guardians of the Galaxy fans, y'all are going to have a new great ride to go to. And it is going to be... it's going to open in summer of 2022.
And did they say summer?
They said summer. So, that was the big
news. I thought it was going to be spring.
Well, you know...
I was hoping it was going to be spring.
They love a good... they take their time with their Disney.
I know. They have to make sure everything's safe.
They do.
Which, did you see this week that they showed where they test to make sure nobody's arms or legs or head get cut?
Oh, did something come out this week? I didn't see that.
They did. They showed, I saw a TikTok, Disney posted it, and they show what they do to make sure none of that happens.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that's important.
That's very important.
I need that video.
I need my head and arms and legs.
And well, that's why you have to keep them inside the vehicle.
Exactly. At all times.
At all times. Also, a Walt statue is coming up. We already knew that it was coming, but they showed a video of it. And I personally think that there's a lot more room to increase the amount of Walt represented in the park.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think like you said, all of them, because this was his dream.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Dreamer's Point. So
yeah.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that for that. and then the new Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade. They have new characters come out from what movies?
Lord? Zootopia and Incredibles.
Okay. All
that's right. Going to be at Epcot?
I believe it's at Magic Kingdom.
At Magic Kingdom.
I think they're... I'm not sure if they specify.
I've never seen them characters in Magic Kingdom.
Yes, I have seen the Incredibles there.
I haven't. Maybe years ago you did.
I have not seen Judy Hopps and Nick Fox. You know, they're from Zootopia. I really think they need to be more featured at Animal Kingdom.
I agree.
That's a podcast for another day.
Yeah.
But the good news is that the cavalcades are going to be, are going to remain. Even
right. And I love them. I love those.
You're a big fan?
Yes. Like when we went that September, right after they opened back, I loved those things.
I actually do too. I prefer the cavalcades. They're unscheduled. You don't know when they're coming.
Right.
And
it's just magic.
It's magical because it's a surprise. It's unknown.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, I don't know what it is, if it's the Disney magic or what, but I've had great success with the character selfies.
Me too. And they do great things. We did that first time, even though we had the mask on the whole time. Yeah. Now you can take them outside without the mask, so it's better. But I had great selfies. The characters, and they interacted with you. They make sure they look to see who's taking selfies. I think it's great. I think those are great.
I love it. So that was the big headlines from D23. And I said we have mostly good news here. We do have mostly good news. We have one piece of bad news. Lori, what is going on?
Yes, and it's really, really ruined my plans. The annual passes have been paused. And I had big plans to get my first annual pass when I went in February. Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Do we know why?
I hear different things, so I don't know.
I have not heard, y'all. I promise me and Lori spend way more time than the average human on Disney websites and looking for Disney information. I've asked several people that I know and trust in the industry. We do not know why they're doing this. We have no idea why you cannot buy an annual pass right now.
I'm very sad.
I have one. It is a great way to save money at Disney, especially when you go as much mm-hmm. as I do. So I don't know what's going on there, but we hope they bring it back soon. That's all we can say.
I really hope before February.
So do not plan to buy an annual pass soon. So that aside, we have more good news to share. Good news to share. You can now make reservations at Le Creperie de Paris.
Mm-hmm, and I've seen a bunch of those when making reservations.
So oh, really?
I don't think people are realizing that they can make them there yet.
Okay, so that's the new restaurant outside of Ratatouille. So I went by on my last trip. It was packed. But again, you could not make reservations. I think you could walk up and put your name on the wait list. But it's something that didn't take reservations.
And I'm not I don't know about the food part of it, but the desserts look incredible.
It looks really, really mm-hmm. good. I love a good crepe.
Me too.
It makes a lot of sense. And so another piece of good news, we've got some more character dining, Lori.
Thank goodness.
How much do people love booking character dining?
Oh, they love it. It's the number one thing that people do. I mean, especially if you have little kids, they don't care about the food. They just want the experience. And it's kind of been hard and hectic getting the character dinings because there's not many available. So the ones that are available are staying so booked. So I'm so glad they're finally getting some more back.
So tell people about this one. What's back?
It's at the Artist Point in the Wilderness Lodge, and they have Snow White and the Evil Queen and Dopey and Grumpy is what they normally have, and it's pretty fun. I'm not dead set if I like the food or not there, but the experience with the characters at that restaurant in the past has been incredible. I can't speak now because I don't know with the social distance how they're going to do, but in the past it's been incredible.
And I have to say, suggestion for Disney. Disney, if you're out there listening and have not decided to censor us yet, why can't all seven dwarfs be there?
Because that's a lot of dwarfs.
That's a lot of... That's Disney's original greatest movie. They made the seven dwarfs. I think they have
Why they picked those two?
That's a very good point. Dopey, I know, is extremely popular. And honestly, those are the two I see the most on merchandise.
Because I think that they are the most popular. I mean, grumpy people like to pick and play that they're grumpy.
Well, you've never experienced grumpiness, right, Lori?
Probably not. I'm so happy.
That's it. Lori is the happy dwarf.
Yes.
Lori is the
happy dwarf. I'm Snow White!
Definitely not the Evil Queen, right?
No.
Never the Evil Queen or Grumpy. But, and see, Doc is my favorite. Mm-hmm. So I really like Doc. And,
yes.
I think we all relate to different dwarfs at different times in our lives. Hasn't related to Sleepy
right.
at some point?
Right.
At some point. But anyway, they're there. So if you're a Dopey and Grumpy fan, you can go meet them. Our quest continues to meet all seven dwarfs.
Yes.
Maybe one day.
I have. At the Halloween party.
That's where
they're
at. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that line is. Mm-hmm.
is, oh my goodness.
So maybe one day when we can meet characters again, they'll come back. So they were not at there. I didn't see them at all at the,
no,
at
you
the
didn't.
Halloween after.
Yeah, because that's a huge thing.
So come back, Seven Dwarfs. We miss y'all. Mm-hmm. All seven of you.
I just want to say all seven.
And so, Lori, at one of your favorite resorts, Port Orleans, mm-hmm. we have a the restaurant is opening back up, right?
Yes, Boat Rights Dining Hall. And I actually had a client from Louisiana ask me about this. She wanted to go. Have you ever eaten there?
I think I have, like maybe for a quick service. It's a quick service, right?
No, this is not. The Boat Rights Dining.
Oh, it's the restaurant.
It's the restaurant.
It is the restaurant. Okay, no, I have not. then I've not.
Yeah. And with that jambalaya.
Okay, that's the question there. No.
If you go there and you get the jambalaya and you don't like it, just know that it is not like Louisiana jambalaya. Yeah,
people from, okay, so that's the point I wanted to make. So if you are from Louisiana, do not expect that to be
right.
The jambalaya that you're used to. I'm going to phrase that as politely as I can. Pick up on keywords there. Right. If you are not from Louisiana, same argument. Do not eat that jambalaya and expect that to be the same jambalaya that you would get in Louisiana.
Because it's completely different. Yeah. It's a cool atmosphere. I love everything about it because it's kind of more Louisiana based. It makes me feel like I'm at home. But the food that there is not the same. That whole resort, they have hit or miss. Some things are kind of like, I would say, closer to home than normal. But this one is not. I cannot say that it is the same as Louisiana.
So they also announced a plant-based jambalaya.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of wondering now, my first reaction to anything plant-based is, I'm not eating that. But I have to wonder, jambalaya, is it, if there's no sausage or meat in it, which is a big letdown, but if the rest of it, it is all plant-based, right? Is everything plant-based but the meat?
I guess.
I mean, the wrong people from Louisiana.
Yeah.
We'd have jambalaya. To ask Lacey. We don't cook the jambalaya.
Lacey could help us.
Lacey, if you're out there listening, we need your help.
Let us know.
Lacey is our vegan listener and biggest.
And she,
one of our biggest
she showed
supporters.
Me some good vegan options that I didn't know was out there. So this might be good. So, we can't knock it until we try it.
So Lacey, if you're out there, we will have Lacey on in a future episode to discuss vegan options in Disney.
Yeah. And she has some really good ones.
She does. We cannot help you with the vegan stuff, not our strong suit.
I mean, and hey, like I said, she pointed us in the direction of great vegan options. So I hope she can help everybody out there that is vegan.
I love it. So if you are vegan, don't be scared to go to Disney. We can help with that.
Yes.
And Lord, this defines the Disney fandom so well. The Disney nerds and the Disney fans. The absolute biggest news this week.
Right. And I didn't even know this was not a thing right now.
It's not a thing.
Wait, I did not know that. What in the world?
Trust me, Lori. When you walk across the Magic Kingdom parking lot, you are keenly aware it is not a thing. So tell them what's coming back.
The parking trams are coming back to Magic Kingdom and other parks later this year. Like, they're making people really walk.
All the way.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, you could hop a Skyliner across the Hollywood Studios.
I guess I didn't realize that this was not going on right now.
And so, you know, I'm a big fan of staying at Disney hotels and using Disney transportation, and they drop you off at the bus
stop. That's why I guess I don't know.
But if you park there, if you drove like I did on a trip earlier this summer, you will park far away.
Did you drive to the parks?
Yes.
I don't. The only time is when we drove to the parks. Is when we went in September, and a couple of days we drove with.
Yes, with our friends, but yes. It was but they those in particular friends had a handicapped house,
right.
So we were able to park in the handicapped
area. And we got there early, so we got real close. But I really did not know that they were
not working.
I would die. These people were probably dying.
Right, and so I just walked. I don't have the patience to wait for trams, but I tell you what, after a long day in the parks, done walking, especially Magic Kingdom really stands out. I mean, you know that parking lot is just massive.
Yes, that parking lot, the entire Disneyland in California can fit inside of that parking lot.
Right, so that tells you how big it is. Y'all, it is a big lot, but it's just so funny. I think it sums up Disney fandom because they have... Disney released a video about it. They know their fans are that excited about it.
I mean, they make merchandise for the trams. You can buy the little. We have the trams.
That's true. They have
because they are cute
with them on.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
My son, he's too old for it now. It's in the attic, but he had the replicas of the trams. Because when I was little, I did ride the trams. We never stayed on property when I was little.
And the trams are, at least unless they repainted them very very recently, they are purple and gold. So good Southern Magic colors.
Well. Magic Kingdom has lots of purple and gold stuff. And like, if you ever notice the flowers outside of Magic Kingdom when you take your picture, there are lots of times purple and gold. I really think Walt Disney was a closet Louisiana fan.
Open Louisiana fan. I just wish we knew. You know, all the pictures of him are like in black and white. And so I think if we had some color photos of him, he's probably wearing some purple and gold.
I think so, too.
He had to have been.
Yes.
He had to have been.
I mean, who doesn't love it?
And so, yeah, I mean, LSU won its first national championship in 58, maybe? 1958?
Maybe so.
So
yeah,
I think we have to get Walt's take on that.
Yes.
So anyway, y'all, so that's all the news this week. It is a lot. We just threw a lot at you. Any questions about that, let us know. But it is time to talk about some Christmas stuff.
Yes.
So woohoo! After the break, let's talk Christmas. Lori, how much do you love Christmas?
I love everything Christmas.
And how much do you love Mickey ears?
I love Mickey ears. All of them.
So do you like Mickey Christmas ears?
They're my favorite.
All right. Then I have the store for you. Our friends over at Wishful Thinking Ears have the absolute best products. They look absolutely fantastic. I can personally vouch for the owner, and they have been just a great supporter of Southern Charm Magic. So please go check out Wishful Thinking Ears, spelled out all one word, on Instagram, and check them out to get your ears both Christmas and non-Christmas today. Well, Lori, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is my favorite, and I'm in all Christmas colors if everybody wants to know what I'm wearing today.
I think we'll have to post a picture later. Yes. We'll try to get a picture of Lori in her Christmas gear. I'm also wearing a red Mickey shirt. We are in Christmas mode here at Southern Charm Magic because it is Christmas season around the world, and especially at Walt Disney World. And so there are just a ton of things to see and do at Walt Disney World during Christmas.
Tons.
I had some family members there last week. I feel like every day of the year I have a family member in Disney. But I think every single picture I've seen has something Christmas in the background.
Yes.
That's so unique to me. I think that we see Christmas everywhere. But first off, a planning tip. And Lori, help me out with this. If you want to go to Disney and see everything Christmas, what dates should you go?
I think closer in December. I mean, I know some comes out in November, but I think definitely after Thanksgiving. You know, I think they do the parade the first couple weekends, the big thing on the special on TV.
The holiday celebration.
Yes, I think that's around the first week of December. So I think then is when everything is out.
And so it's an important point to realize because, you know, I'm famous for not celebrating Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That is one of Debbie my passions Downer. In life. No, Debbie at the appropriate situation, I guess, is a better way to put it. But anyway, Disney does put stuff out at the stroke of midnight on Halloween.
Yes.
They go Christmas mode, but it's so important for my friends out there who need to realize that it is not everything.
It's not.
It is not. And so keep that in mind. If you want to see everything really after Thanksgiving, but really, Lori, I've seen some treats announced recently at different hotels.
Mm-hmm.
They're not out until even the week of Christmas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, most stuff is out before then. They probably just, because they don't want to sell out before Christmas, I'm sure they wait.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. It's a lot at Thanksgiving, and it is a lot right after Halloween, and then even more so after Thanksgiving. So please keep that in mind when you go to that. So with that said, there's a lot going on at Christmas around Walt Disney World. The biggest thing I think we have to talk about is Mickey's Very Merry After Hours, formerly known as it's called the Christmas Party. I think that's how we'll refer to it.
So they've changed the name, and now we're all confused.
But it is essentially, let's just call it the Christmas Party at Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
So, Lori, what can you tell us about that party? Because I've never been.
You've never been?
Never been at
it's
all.
It's a little different.
Any version of it.
So, it's different than what I've been. So, what I hear is the majority, I have some clients going next week. They are going to have two versions of the Christmas parade, which that is the most magical Christmas parade I've ever seen in my life. They have big human-sized nutcrackers that walk down Main Street. They're awesome. They have two versions of that. They're going to have the fireworks again. But in the past, you were able to go get different treats, and now they're just doing just cookies. So the cookies are a big ordeal. They're great. That's what they're known for. And then, again, lots of different characters, and they're all dressed in Christmas attire, which is awesome. Even like the princesses, if you see them, they're like in their formal winter wear. Amazing.
So the Christmas party is an after-hours party that you have to buy.
You have to buy. And
you have to pay for.
And this year, it's very, very expensive.
Yes,
it's
very expensive. So budget accordingly.
But I would have paid for it.
But so
you're doing it, right?
I'm planning to do it on my next trip.
Yeah.
But the party itself, there's a lot going on. So there's fireworks, parades, cookies. Special decorations, mm-hmm. a show, I believe. I think there's a stage show this year, from what I understand.
Yeah, they always have a stage show. And they also have the little tinsel, it's called tinsel dancing thing in Tomorrowland.
Okay.
And that's cute. My kids have always liked that.
And so, but tell people if they want to see Christmas at Magic Kingdom without that, what all will they see? I mean, it's all decked out for the holidays.
Main Street is amazing. The Jungle Cruise is themed for Christmas.
Jingle Cruise, right?
Yes, and that's always a good time. But Main Street is awesome. The castle, unfortunately, they don't have the lights like they normally do. They just have the projection Christmas themed, but it's not the lights. The characters are probably, the ones that come out in the cavalcades, they're probably dressed, I would think, in the Christmas attire, right?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I've been trying to avoid spoilers.
Me too.
But, you know, so we can update y'all. It's a lot to see. So even if you're not staying for the party, the one time I did go in December during Christmas, I did not go to the party for reasons unknown. So I missed out on it, but I still got to see all the trees and all the decorations, and it was absolutely fantastic.
And if you get closer to Christmas Day, if you're there closer to Christmas Day, the party that they do at the parade, they have announced that it will be back while you're there on the days, even if you don't go to the party.
Oh, I love that. So yeah. Even if you don't have tickets to the party, you can still see the
parade. Yes, and that's all. Perfect. And I think that might start around the 21st, 22nd-ish. If you don't have tickets to the party, they will be doing the parade during the day anyway for everybody else. It's how they've always done it, because they like to do it for Christmas.
And I want to back up a little bit. You know, we're talking about Christmas around the world. I think that it's important to note that unlike Halloween, which I think is focused on Magic Kingdom,
yes.
Christmas is all over Disney.
It is
every
all
single
over.
Park and every resort. Yes, absolutely. It is everywhere. It mm-hmm. It is inescapable,
yes.
I think, to use another word. So wherever you go, don't feel like, okay, well, I have to spend all my time in
right.
this park. You are going to see Disney
Christmas everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it honestly, it might be better some other places besides Magic Kingdom if you're not going to the party.
Well, let's talk about Epcot then, because Epcot,
yes.
I think, has become...
That is my favorite park for the holidays.
Is it really?
Oh, it okay, for
well,
sure
well,
is.
Tell us why then.
Because in the different countries, you can celebrate and learn about the different cultures' beliefs in Christmas. Like, they have storytellers in France and the UK, and they also... I think in Norway, I saw some really cool storytellers. They have them in Italy and Japan. And then they also in Germany, I don't know if all this is back, but in the past they told you the story of the Nutcracker, like how it became. But the biggest things, Pierre Noel in France, Father Christmas in the UK, Santa in the US, those are the most incredible Santas I've ever seen. They tell you Pierre Noel, Father Christmas, they will tell the story of Santa and how Santa is magical in all the countries and how Santa gets around the entire world in that one night. It is great. That is a huge thing. In the past, you used to be able to take pictures with both of them, but it is so incredible to have your kids listen to the different cultures and how everything goes down with Santa Claus.
I love that. I mean, only Epcot and
right.
only Disney can deliver that
I'm
to you.
I'm so glad that they brought that back this year, because that's my favorite thing in all of Disney World at Christmas.
They did announce that was coming back. And also, I saw something, Lori, something called the Christmas Witch. Have you heard about the Christmas Witch? She is, I believe, I want to say in Germany, but it could be another country, so apologies.
I have heard the story. I just don't recall it as much as
yeah, and so
everything else.
She's there, too, so that's a very different take on it.
Yes.
And so I've seen a lot on social media about that. So go see the different storytellers.
It's great.
And
great.
We've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about the Candlelight Processional.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about that last time they announced the narrators. But this Candlelight Processional tells the story of Jesus from the Bible. And it's read by a celebrity narrator, and they have a chorus and orchestra play.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's an absolutely beautiful ceremony. They do it three times a night, almost every night in
mm-hmm.
Epcot. So check your schedules, but three times a night. And just to be in Disney and hear the story of Christmas
yes.
as it is the holiday celebrated is just beautiful.
It's one of a kind. You can't.
You can't
get any better.
Can't beat that. And so something they announced new this year. So, Laura, you have not seen the new lights on
no,
Spaceship Earth.
No, I have
Earth.
Not.
And they are fantastic. Let me tell you, the pictures do not do it justice. Mm-hmm. I have pictures and can personally tell you they don't do it justice. It's beautiful. But they announced that they're doing a holiday overlay.
Oh, I would love to see that.
So they're doing the holiday version of the lights on Spaceship Earth. I've seen candy canes and different patterns.
Oh, wow.
And it's just... Oh, it looks like a lot of fun.
Maybe I'll fly out and meet y'all.
I think you need to join us. I think Lori definitely needs to be there at Christmas to experience.
Yes, let's
all
get my husband on board for my 40th birthday because it's by Christmas. So that's a good idea.
All right. So Lori's husband, we know you're listening out there. Yes. So you have been publicly called out via this podcast.
He keeps asking what I want. Here's what I want.
It's you know that meme is going around. It's that time of year. It's like, what do you want for Christmas? It's like, well, I'll wear a size. Yes. A night trip to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, same.
Since he can't get my annual pass for my birthday anymore, he can get this.
Well, you make your own annual pass. Yes. I think that's the answer. And then they also announced the cookie stroll is back.
Sounds amazing.
Yes, I've never done the cookie stroll.
Me either, and I've been there every time for Christmas.
Well, what another reason to go.
Yes.
Another reason to go. And so I think what you do at the cookie stroll, I've not participated, but you stroll and get cookies from all the different booths, and there's different cookies, like, you know, gingerbread cookie and sugar cookie and chocolate chip cookie.
I might have done this before.
And so you basically get every type of cookie, and yes. I can't think of a better use of the time.
I always get champagne with it.
Well, why would you not? You're an Epcot. That's
right.
When one is an Epcot, one must partake of the drinks.
Yes.
Of the various countries. And so tell people that best country to get champagne.
Oh, France.
Obviously. Far and away. France is where you get the champagne, but Italy also has some great selections.
They do. But France by far beats it. But they also have a sparkling wine in just a kiosk. It's made in Florida, actually. I buy it all the time. It's a pineapple
yes,
sparkling wine.
I've
have
had
you had that? Yeah, I buy it every time
it's,
I go.
It's fun.
It's pretty good.
So go and check that. And they have all the holiday booths out
yes.
in Epcot. That's important to note, mm-hmm. too. So they have different holiday treats. And like I think yes. in America, they have like a holiday feast. With all kind of different food
and tons of good holiday merchandise. It's my favorite.
Oh, no shortage of merch for the holidays. No shortage of that. So you're going to have a ton of that. But Epcot really is a fantastic place.
It's my favorite place for the holidays.
To ring in the holidays. Hollywood Studios, I don't have as much information for you. I know their decorations are up.
Oh, they do have some retro. I am a huge vintage retro decorations person, like the 50s and 60s era. I don't know why 50s, 60s. It reminds me, my grandma used to have all 50s and 60s decorations, so it brings me back to my childhood. But they do have some of those retro decorations, like where the 50s primetime is.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
That era over there. And then in the past, they've had the Minnie Mouse balls, like when you go down the one street, when you get into
Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, I thought Hollywood Boulevard. You never saw them there. The red balls.
Okay.
I hope they have them now. I haven't seen anybody out.
I know the decorations were out really early this year.
They
think
were.
I missed the day after I left in October.
Yeah.
They started coming out.
Those and retro so, ones. But I haven't seen anybody post if they have those red Minnie Mouse balls. And they sell the ornaments that look like that. I've
right.
gotten one of Avery's teachers, one of those, because she asked for one. But they always used to have them in the windows on those shops. But I haven't seen anybody post that. So I'm anxious to see if they have them.
So, I mean, there's only one way to find out.
Right. For
yeah.
you.
You have to. Well.
And my husband needs to buy me the tickets to go.
There it is. And so, So Hollywood, and they used to have, I remember they used to have the Jingle Bam show at Hollywood Studios.
I've never seen that.
I did see Jingle Bam, and that was a kind of Christmas projection show with fireworks on the Chinese theater.
Yeah, they definitely don't have that.
They don't have that this year, so I've not seen that that's announced, but they've had that in the past. So if you go to Disney, maybe in 2022, be on the lookout for that, for some more holiday offerings.
Yes.
Animal Kingdom has some unique stuff. They have the animal puppets. Disney is very big on that. Seen the animal puppets. They're kind of a blue and white type puppet.
Never seen it. They don't have the kites?
They still have the kites. The kites are still there. The kites are going strong. Someone in my family reported back that the kites are going strong over there. But they have the puppets there that were a big, big announcement a couple years ago that they had performers walk around with puppets of animals. And you can interact with them.
Okay.
And they look like a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool.
So,
and the tree. She's back.
Is she Poison Ivy? Who poses in the different, mm-hmm. like as a vine? She's kind of a vine type
she's
person.
She's not called Poison Ivy. She's called...
The lady that's covered in vines on stilts?
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about?
I didn't think that was her name.
Well, poise, like poise, she poises. Poise in Ivy.
But she's back.
Oh, I did not see that.
One time, I didn't know that I'd never seen her ever. Oh, it's a funny story.
Yeah.
And I was taking my son's picture somewhere, and all of a sudden, she bent down and tapped him on the shoulder and scared all of us. We did not see her. She was that blended in.
So that's a Disney magic moment.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. It was awesome. She thought it was funny, and she barely could keep herself together because she scared all of us so bad.
The unexpected stuff in Disney really makes the magic.
It does.
And so I believe they also normally do a lot of Christmas over in Pandora, the world of Avatar.
They do Christmas over there?
I think so, because it's, you know, the story of Pandora at Animal Kingdom is that it's founded.
I've seen the movie several times.
Nope. If you ever want to talk about Avatar with me, let me know. They're making 5 sequels, by the way.
What?
5.
One boring movie isn't enough?
Well, for several years until Avengers Endgame, Avatar was the highest grossing movie of all time.
I've never understand a movie that doesn't have any words.
It has plenty of words.
What?
Avatar?
They have words in it?
All right, there's Lori's homework for the week after watch Avatar. I do recommend, though, again, Disney vacation tip, watch Avatar before going to Animal Kingdom.
Right, because I know nothing.
You will understand it better, otherwise you will walk in and be thoroughly confused while there's a mountain floating in the air. It makes so much
sense. It's a good ride.
There's two rides there. But it's founded by, you know, the premise is they're in space on an alien planet, and it's founded by former Earthlings, so to speak, people who moved from Earth. So I think they have some Christmas decorations. I will report back.
Okay, yes.
Because
I've never seen them.
So moving on, over at Disney Springs.
Uh-huh.
Disney Springs is a great, great place to do your holiday shopping.
We covered
that in our last episode, episode 7. Go back and listen to that. But Disney Springs has the Holiday Tree Trail.
Mm-hmm. I've done that a few times.
I've not done that. So what goes on at the Holiday Tree
Trail? So they just have a bunch of trees set up, and you just go through this little walkway of the different trees, different themes, and you take your picture. Lots of cute trees.
Now, I've tried to avoid spoilers, but someone did share with me there is a Princess and the Frog.
I haven't seen that one.
Mm-mm. It looks fantastic, so I think that's going to happen. That's just going to bless our southern little hearts.
Yes, because Princess and the Frog is my favorite.
Absolutely. And so we have to find that trail. It has magnolias on it and stuff.
Fantastic. My husband, again, get me the tickets to go with Jeffrey.
That's the answer. You have to come with this. So they have different trees themed to different things. And so we want to recommend that you check that out. But Lori, the last thing we have to talk about. So there's Disney. There's Christmas all over Disney. But the unsung heroes, and the thing I cannot recommend to people enough, if you're going to visit during the holidays, you have to go to the resorts.
You have to go to the resorts. I tell all of my clients, pick a day to go visit most of the resorts during the holidays. Like, you have to take time out of your trip and go, because it is the most magical, and you see the coolest stuff ever.
It's the resorts are where it's at, y'all.
If you don't
go to the resorts during Christmas, you have done it wrong.
What's your favorite?
My absolute favorite.
I think
lobby.
I might know this. Let's see if I'm right.
Let's see if you're right. My absolute favorite lobby during Christmas time, no questions asked, without competition, is Disney's Wilderness Lodge.
I knew it. Yep.
I mean, Wilderness Lodge is themed to a mountain lodge anyway.
Right.
So during Christmas, during a winter season, it has the most big, beautiful tree. It has a fireplace with rocking chairs in front of it. I don't think you get more winter time than that.
Right.
So you don't get more Christmas time than that.
And it feels so homey and cozy and warm.
It absolutely does.
It has the biggest, I think, Christmas tree.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
There's some big Christmas trees at Disney.
Yes.
Big. But the one at Wilderness Lodge cannot be beat.
It cannot be beat. It is great.
It does. I will say, though, I think it's the best and has no competition. There is one more that is more visited, I think, and that gets more.
And that will be the Grand Floridian.
You are absolutely right. Lori's reading my mind. The Grand Floridian is where it's at. But why do people flock to the Grand Floridian?
Because they have a human-sized gingerbread house, all made of gingerbread. They have a sign out that tells you exactly how many ingredients go into this gingerbread. It's a human-sized. Somebody actually gets inside of this gingerbread house and sells the gingerbread outside of it. It is different every year. And it is fabulous. And I don't think they did it last year, so it's huge this year.
Well, this year it is themed to the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
So I've seen some pictures of it. So it kind of is a 50th anniversary thing. But I've been to that before. They also have a beautiful tree. The lobby of Grand Floridian is beautiful on a good day.
It's
on a normal day. Not in Christmas, it's beautiful. But during Christmas, it takes on its own charm. But the gingerbread house is where it's at, and you can go buy gingerbread. It's really a gift shop.
It's cool.
It's a gift shop, more or less, and you go buy the gingerbread from there. And it is fantastic.
The Contemporary does a tree of gingerbread. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I've not.
And back in the day when characters were able to interact with humans, the Chip and Dale were always outside of it.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's back this year with everything that's going on, but they always would build a tree out of gingerbread. It's not huge like the gingerbread house, but they did do that.
Oh, that's neat.
I know for sure that they have done at the, is it the beach club or the yacht club? They have the, no, where I say the boardwalk has the chocolate carousel.
So there's a carousel this year.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a gingerbread carousel. Is it chocolate?
So I've went and visited it before. I thought it was chocolate. It might be both. It might be chocolate and gingerbread.
Probably.
It was at the boardwalk, right?
I think it's at Beach Club this year, and it seemed to Little Mermaid, from what I understand.
Oh, really? Yeah. It might be the Beach Club.
So it's
I know all those resorts run together for
so
me.
So, yeah, so you need to go, I think what the recommendation is to go to all three resorts, Beach Club, Yacht Club,
because they all have something different.
Yeah.
I think the main resorts to visit during, to go see, get your most of it to Christmas, is the deluxe resorts, for sure.
Yes, I think that's important to see. So the deluxe resorts are, you know, Wilderness Lodge, then Grand Floridian Contemporary Polynesian, and then Yacht Club, Beach Club, to
right,
agree.
For
those
sure.
are technically more DVC,
yeah.
but they're DVC deluxe. And so go see, so basically do the monorail loop, and then turn around and then go do the Crescent Lake loop
yes,
around Epcot. So
for
see
sure.
Boardwalk, Beach Club, and Yacht Club.
But even if you don't stay at any of those resorts, your resort, if you're staying on property, will have some fantastic stuff for Christmas.
Absolutely. I think they all just celebrate Christmas in their own
yes.
ways. You're not going to be able to get away from it. Also, I've not seen it myself, but I've heard very good things about the lobby during Christmas time at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, and I have not. I have never been over there.
And so I went on my last trip, and so actually I recently posted a picture on our Instagram from the gift shop at Animal
yeah.
Kingdom, which is just so unique, so fantastic. That lobby is...
I need
that,
to get
that
over
That lobby
there.
And hotel experience is,
yeah.
is just unmatched. It's its own unique world over there, and it's peak Disney. The lobby is very similar to Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, I feel like it would be.
It very much is. But what I would tell you is to go experience resorts as many as you can. If honestly, Laura, I think your advice is very solid. To just spend a day doing
mm-hmm.
that.
That's what we do every time we go for Christmas.
You know, if not a day, at least take the afternoon mm-hmm. off. Leave the park when the parks are crowded or,
right.
or you're hot or cold or whatever it is. Go to the resorts because those resorts are fantastic. Wilderness Lodge, there's two ways to get there.
Yes.
Via bus, obviously, from the parks. And then, obviously, via boat from Magic Kingdom. So that could be a relaxing afternoon to go over to Wilderness Lodge. Where, of course, we discussed earlier, they now have character dining. And so if you want to go have a character, that sounds like a nice night. Go see the character dining and go see all the Christmas.
Hopefully, Hoop to Do Music Review opens soon because they had a great Christmas. That's my very favorite time to go Hoop to Do.
And
Christmas.
So if we have not talked about Hoop to Do enough, we need to give it its due credit, or Hoop to Do credit.
They
so
do it's, incredible for Christmas. They make it all Christmas themed.
I love the Hoop to Do. It's the dining show they have at Fort Wilderness. Resort, which is currently closed. The Hoop to Do show is closed, not the resort. But it's a dining show, Western style review, all you can eat dinner show, and it is one of the absolute funnest
all you
things
can drink
to do
too.
At Disney. And all you can drink. Okay.
So I do have a little tip. You said it about if you're hot or cold. If you plan on going to Christmas, don't expect it to be cold. Don't expect it to be hot. You need to pack for both things because we went, the very first time I ever went for Christmas, I was so excited. I got all these outfits made for my daughter. And when we got there, I had made winter outfits and we had to go to the store and buy her summer things because you were able to swim. So do not go to Disney thinking you're going to be cold for Christmas because you could be cold a night or two, but you could also be really, really hot. So you have to pack accordingly. You have to pack both things when you go at Christmas time.
So, bottom line is check the weather before you go because
yeah,
you're going
right.
to. I know it's Central Florida, but basically it's not South Florida, but you're
but
in
it's
the
almost,
south.
Yeah,
you're really far south. It is going to be warm more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
Plan accordingly. But they have Christmas time is just an incredible time to visit Disney. It's one of our favorite times to go. The only warning I would give you, keep in mind the time between Christmas Day and New Year's is the most crowded of the year to the point where Disney parks will be closed to new guests.
Yes.
They will close it down. You will not be able to get in. I had a friend text me today, actually, and say, hey, we're going to Disney the day after Christmas. And I warned them, look, the parks may be closed. They will stop park hopping. They will not allow you to park hop right. if you don't have a reservation. So please, please be aware if you're going between Christmas and New Year's, the rest of America will be there with you.
In other countries?
Me. Not us. Not us. Right. In other countries, because international travel is back mm-hmm. open. So keep in mind, everyone will be there. But other than that, if you want to go to Disney during Christmas time and see the Christmas things, we highly recommend it. Also, another point is we didn't mention, all the resorts have special treats. They have special sure. Christmas treats. But
so make sure you go see their quick service.
Go to the quick service, especially Grand Floridian announced some stuff recently. I think the other hotels have them too. We're talking cake pops and sugar cookies mm-hmm. and just everything you can think of. Again, go to the gingerbread house, buy a gingerbread treat. There is just so much to do during Christmas time. Please, if you don't do anything else, we say go visit the resorts. We promise you will not regret it. And it will put you in the Christmas mood far and away. So please go to Disney at Christmas.
Can't say enough good things. You have to.
You have to. If not this year, then next year. And we will be here to help you plan it.
Yes.
Every step of the way. All right. Well, I hope everyone out there has the very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas. Have a great time. Let's get everybody be blessed after everything we've all been through.
Amen to that.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great day, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.